Well, the sporting world is remembering legendary college basketball coach Dean Smith today. His accomplishments were staggering, both off the court and on it. Smith's North Carolina Tar Heels won 2 national championships, and as a coach in the segregated South, he made history by giving the first scholarship to a black player at North Carolina. Smith died at his home in Chapel Hill Saturday night at the age of 83. He'd not been well for several years. His family said he'd lost his memory. Former Georgia Tech coach Bobby Kremins coached against Dean Smith many times. He joins us from his home in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Coach Kremins, thanks for being here.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And first, your reaction to Dean Smith's death.
Yeah, yesterday was a sad day for me. Dean Smith and I were very good friends, and it really hit me hard yesterday. I'm feeling better today. I'm starting enjoying his life. I'm looking forward to getting the funeral arrangements. I'd love to be there. We shared a common bond in Frank McGuire. Frank McGuire was my college coach when I played for the Gamecocks. And, of course, Frank McGuire brought Dean Smith to North Carolina as an assistant.
Let's talk a little bit about basketball. On the court, Smith was described as an innovator in the sport. Why is that?
He did things that other people didn't do. Even when I played against him as a player, I noticed whenever we played North Carolina, that run and jump stuff, double team, I always had to be very alert with the ball. We always had to find the open man. Of course, the four corners, he was incredible. With 12 minutes to go in the game, if he was up 5 points, he would just, spread it out. And it was a nightmare. But he was very organized, incredibly organized, and very, very creative. He just did things that other people didn't do. But his one great characteristic, I believe, was his organizational skills. He had every practice down to the T. You could go into his office when he was coaching and say, "Coach, what happened 15 years ago on a certain date?" And he would pull it out and tell you exactly what happened there in practice. Mm-hmm.
And they were very good when they played against your Yellow Jackets. Michael Jordan on the team when the Tar Heels won the championship in 1982. Just how good were they?
Oh, they were great. You know, nobody knew that Michael Jordan was going to be what he turned out to be. What he did, Peter, the great thing he did for Jimmy Valvano, Mike Krzyzewski, myself, and Gary Williams was he made us better. He made us smarter. We knew for us to survive in the ACC, to keep our jobs, that we had to compete with Dean Smith. Mm. And he raised the bar. He set a standard of excellence. We all studied his system, the way he handled himself. We all were better because of Dean Smith. He brought ACC basketball to the front line. We could use it in recruiting. But we knew he made us better people, and he made us work harder. He made us recruit harder, and he made us coach better.
Was there a game that you played against him that sort of epitomizes what Coach Smith was all about?
We had to beat him for the third time in 1985 for the ACC championship. And I'll never forget that. Everybody said that would never happen. And we prepared so hard for that game. We studied every detail of what made North Carolina a great team, a great program. And we pulled it out. And afterwards, he couldn't have been any more gracious. Like I said, to me, the key was he made us better. He made the game of basketball better. He was a gentleman. His players loved him. But to me, what I feel the most is when I was a young coach, you couldn't be intimidated when you went against him because it could be very intimidating to go against him. You had to be prepared. If you weren't prepared, you were going to get embarrassed. And that's what he did for us. He set a standard, a high standard.
One of the most compelling storylines about Coach Smith, when he first came on in North Carolina, this was the Civil Rights era.
Yep.
There's a story about Smith and his pastor going to a segregated restaurant with a black student in the 1960s. He also recruited Charlie Scott, North Carolina's first black player. When you think about his legacy today, how important is that part of his story?
Oh, it's very important, but he kept that very private. Mm. I played against Charlie Scott, and a lot of that stuff started to come out a little bit later, and we didn't realize all that part.
Why do you think he kept it private?
He was a very private person. He was called the Carolina family, and if you were not part of that Carolina family, you didn't know much about it. But we found out more about that. That was really, really wonderful because, we knew what it was being in the South. And doing the things that he did, it was just absolutely tremendous.
And why do you think he would take a stand like that in the 1960s and not make a big deal out of it?
He knew what was right and wrong. he stood for a lot of great things, and he knew he had a position of strength. And, you know, he really believed in justice. But he loved to get involved with things like that outside of basketball, but he didn't talk about it.
Mm. You said his players loved him.
Oh, yeah.
How much of a loss is it for the sport of college basketball today?
Well, it's a blessing, Peter, because, you know, we couldn't communicate with him the last several years. The dementia got worse and worse, and it was really heartbreaking for all of us. I saw him several years ago, and I'm not sure he knew who I was. He gave me a great smile, so I was hoping he recognized me. But he had a terrible disease, unfortunately, and he was really deteriorating. So yesterday was a day of sadness for me, but today is going to be a day of celebration of his life.
Bobby Crimmins coached the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets from 1981 to 2000. He's been helping us remember former North Carolina coach Dean Smith, who died on Saturday. Coach Crimmins, thanks very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.